Hello, everyone. Welcome to E-commerce Deep Dive. This month, I'll be covering Amazon news and trends for June. I'm Nate Hogel, Senior Director on the Performance E-commerce team here at MediaMonks, coming to you live from Seattle, where we are finally enjoying the arrival of our 6-week Pacific Northwest summer. So without further ado, before we miss any good weather, let's jump into June, which was a busy month and a good one nonetheless here at MediaMonks. So today I'll be covering updates in 4 different categories. We have 2 updates in general category, an update for you talking about Prime Day, 2 updates in catalog category, and additional 2 updates to cover in the advertising realm. So let's just get started and jump right in. A general category, improved retail and brand analytics dashboards. Amazon has released a new sales reporting dashboard to pair with its current Amazon Brand Analytics, ABA, reporting platform. Currently, Amazon Retail Analytics, the new dashboard, or ARA, will be available to all vendors, both manufacturers and distributors, while ABA will be available to brand representatives only. Essentially, everyone will receive ARA, but only those with proper brand registry will also receive ABA. The ARA dashboards include sales, traffic, net PPM, forecasting, inventory, and catalog. Some additional benefits of the improved analytics are as follows. Expanded access for non-brand owners. So ARA being opened up to non-brand specific representatives, so non-brand registered accounts, will open up sales and retail information to those parties on a manufacturer or distributor's behalf. A more robust reporting suite that will be allowed access to a larger pool of people. A new data source. So Amazon has migrated to a different data source for ARA in order to match the internal tools used by your retail partners inside Amazon. As a result of this new data source, the data in retail analytics may differ from the data in the legacy Amazon brand analytics dashboard. You'll have increased historical date selection. So you'll now be able to see historical sales data going back 3 years, depending on the time granularity selected, which is an improvement over the previous 2 years that were previously allowed. And there's improved help content. Each dashboard will include a learn more link to dedicated help content, as well as an Amazon retail analytics metric glossary to help vendors better understand the inputs and calculations of the metrics in ARA. A full list of metric changes and the respective definitions can be found on the new Retail Analytics ARA. Moving on to the Prime Day section, there is still another Prime Day event on the calendar for 2022. So likely to run in the 4th quarter, we're hearing October, that has not been officially announced. Amazon will be running a 2nd Prime Day event for Prime member shoppers. Amazon began notifying third-party merchants of this event via Seller Central through notices in the platform, and specific deal and coupon submission deadlines will be forthcoming and announced shortly as Amazon prepares for this event. It's going to be a busy second half of the promotional calendar with back to school starting as of now, Fall Prime Day immediately following in October, and then immediately after that, swinging right into the holiday season in Q4. So make sure you're accounting for the additional high traffic period that was just announced when you're planning your marketing spend and strategies for the balance of 2022. Moving to the catalog section, where we have 2 updates this month. First update on our list is a new collect shipment workflow in Vendor Central. So if you're a collect vendor that routes shipments at an ASIN level on Vendor Central, this information applies to you. This July, so this month, Amazon will be launching an updated shipment workflow within Vendor Central for collect vendors. These new features in the workflow are designed to enhance your shipment experience when you create Amazon Freight Inbound, less than truckload, AFI, LTL shipments in Vendor Central and improve on-time pickup performance. The updated workflow will have a new step where you can request an available pickup date that more accurately reflects Amazon's pickup capacity. This new step will confirm carrier and fulfillment center availability before showing you available pickup dates to improve confidence that Amazon's carriers will execute on the requested pickup date that is selected by a brand. For more specific information about this creation workflow, go to the shipment FAQ section in your Vendor Central account. Next on our list, a new tool to update and manage videos. So this is a short update to make it easier for brands to upload videos. Amazon has launched a new tool that allows you to upload and manage your product videos in Vendor Central as its own workflow. So in addition to simply uploading a video, as was previously the limitation of the service, you can also now associate a single video to multiple products, upload multiple videos for a single product, use automatically generated thumbnails for your videos in the gallery, track status of your upload process along the way, and review viewership metrics of your videos. Obviously, there's a lot of information that's going to come from all of those new features. We encourage everyone to utilize those to the best of the ability. We'll definitely be doing that for our clients, doing A/B testing and just doing general efficacy of our video efforts for our clients' products. To get started, just simply go to the upload and manage videos section under items menu in Vendor Central. Moving on to the final section this month, advertising, where we have two updates. First update, Amazon's newest ads team. So Amazon has recently been posting job listings for roles within their Amazon advertising business, focusing on a local ads team. Amazon is tasking this team with working alongside smaller city-specific ad companies, the kind of ad companies that run ads for local mom-and-pop shops in local markets or smaller local chains in those local markets. These ads you would see in local newspapers, and a lot of times these ads you would also see on Facebook, Google, and other large digital platforms. So brands that are currently using these local ad companies, Amazon has seen this as a potential competition opportunity and is building a team to support it as such. So the competition on Amazon for category-specific terms has priced out a lot of smaller brands and moved them to more local advertising measures. And now Amazon is going to take this local ads team to compete for those smaller brands' ad business, those marketing budgets, against the likes of Google and Facebook, who have had the success of those brands moving to the less competitive retail platforms. This will be something to keep an eye on moving forward, as likely more functionalities and team members within Amazon will be reaching out for the efforts of this team. Lastly, for this month, ASIN level reporting now out for sponsored brand campaigns. The new attributed purchases report for sponsored brands campaigns provides insight into the specific products sold and attributed to your campaigns. These products are directly promoted by your campaign on your landing page, or they're indirectly attributed via brand halo through brands from ASINs on your landing. This report isn't available at this time for campaigns that include book ASINs. So that specific category is excluded, but all other categories now has this functionality. The new report will help you understand which product sales your sponsored brand's ads are driving, and will surface new advertising opportunities and allow you to see which products are engaging new-to-brand customers. To access this report, you can find it in Access and Settings and under Brands in your Amazon advertising portal. There we have it, folks. Amazon news and trends for the month of June 2022. As always, thanks everyone for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow our LinkedIn, which can be found in the show notes, where you can get the latest news and insights into all things e-commerce. Catch us again in a few weeks when we look back at the month of July 2022. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review today's episode. Cheers, everyone.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of E-commerce Deep Dive. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. And if you get a chance, go in and leave us a review. It would help out a lot. Thanks so much.